John Olufsen, you're chairman of TFEC, president?
That's correct. Chairman of Timmins Festival and Events Committee.
Okay, and well, you're ready to announce the lineup, which of course I am embargoing until tonight and tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So you're going a little bit country.
Yeah. You know, I think it's you can't deny the popularity of country over the past few years. And you see it with your station as well, being the first station with a total country format, right? We get a lot of feedback. We listen to a lot of feedback around the community, and that was probably one of the bigger requests that people would like to see country. We tried it with Tim Hicks and Roadhammers, and it was really successful, right? We tried a half night of it. So we didn't really half-ass it, Bob, the Friday night. You know, when you got an artist like Dallas Smith, Entertainer of the Year, like I'm just looking through him here, Entertainer of the Year, Fan Choice of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, you know, Single of the Year, Entertainer of the Year, year after year after year. This gentleman is very big in the realm of Canadian country.
And you got a couple other pretty impressive bands lined up for Friday night, too.
That's true. Well, let's start off the night. We got Rosewood Avenue. They've gained popularity over the past few years around the region and around Ontario. I see them playing some festivals around Ontario with Dean Brody and stuff like that. So that's exciting. So we're glad to have them. They've always supported our events like Beer Fest and our other events. So we're happy to support them and get them in on this great lineup. And then we have the Rec Laws. There's another band, Juno Award-winning band, Group of the Year, Duo of the Year, I believe, amongst other awards. And then we have the James Barker Band. Now, this band here, I don't know if you know them or are familiar with them, Bob. They put on an exceptional live show. They're very good live. We're really happy to bring them in. They bring a lot of energy. And they've been known to throw in a few rock covers, right? So that's nice to see. And then Dallas, right? Dallas Smith, probably, you know, getting feedback. I'm not a really, like, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a big country guy. I don't know a lot about country. But over the past, I don't know, I'll say 4 or 5 months, I reach out to people that do, right? Like Shane being one of them, like these program directors of country stations. My band played a gig down south, and we played with another band that he's a jockey down a country station down in Barrie. He gave me a lot of feedback, right? So the name that always came up, and if you can afford him, was Dallas Smith, right? So that's what I'm saying. We really went all out, and we're giving this a true legitimate try, and I think it's going to be successful for the region.
Okay, so then Saturday night you rock it out, but Dallas Smith is involved too.
Yeah, Dallas is going to be here for the weekend. Looks like he's staying in Timmins for the weekend because his band Default, his rock band Default, will be supporting Papa Roach.
Okay, good. Who else is going to be rocking it out?
So we have Dopamine. We have local hard rockers, Dopamine, from Timmins. That's mine and Jeremy's band. We finally get the opportunity to get on the stage and showcase our band, which we're really happy. You know, the seventh or eighth year? So we're up there, and then after us, we have Crown Lands. They're a duo, up-and-coming band. They won a Juno Award for best up-and-coming band. Very good band, very Rush-influenced. They got a lot of Rush-sounding grooves. If you're not familiar with them, check them out. They're outstanding. They're a really good band. And then, of course, we got Dallas's band, rock band Default. And then we got Papa Roach, all the way from California, Vacaville, California. That's a big score for this group here. Probably our biggest investment we've had in a band since the inception of our committee.
Okay, so it's going to be worth the price of admission, even just to see Dallas Smith Friday and Papa Roach on Saturday.
Oh, 100%. Bob, like, these are acts that wouldn't, you wouldn't normally think you would be coming to Timmins, right? And one of the things we focused on when we were planning for 2023 was trying to keep our ticket prices affordable. Tickets each night are $70. You know, I know $70 seems sometimes still can be a lot, but we're giving people a lot of time to save up their money. And you know, like I said, I think that's pretty affordable for the for what we're offering.
For sure. You try to go to an NHL game for $70 a ticket.
No. And you see events around town. I've seen events around town where they're $100, like a, say a fundraiser at the Donny Club or something like that, you know? Yeah. So, you know, $70 in my mind is a fair price for what you're getting. And like I said, that was one of the main focuses we wanted to concentrate on this year, is keep the prices affordable. That and trying to get the lineup as soon as possible, right? A lot of people say, well, you got to give me time, man. Like, you're announcing. I think that the soonest we announced was like, besides this, was eight weeks. Right?
Not enough time to book vacation for everyone.
Well, that's the thing. Right now, it gives you 8 months. So we're hoping that will translate into ticket sales and for out of town guests. Because family can invite friends and family from out of town. Hey, listen, come up to Timmins. We got this great weekend, Rock on the River. It's a great weekend of live music, and it showcases the city a bit, right?
Yeah, like the Lookout. Yeah. Actually, things like that. Okay, so tickets are on sale on the website. I'll include that link on my web story. Anything else you want to add right now, John?
Nothing I can think of. You know, we're, like I said, it's really nice to see all this hard work pay off for the group. This is the soonest we've announced the lineup. And we got some great acts, and we're really excited to see people out there and enjoying themselves. July 21st, 22nd.